1982. This is an interview with Ilse Bischoff in Hartland, Vermont, January 27, 1982. Robert Brown interviewing. And I'd like to begin with your perhaps trying to remember from your girlhood.
From my girlhood?
Yes. When, what do you see happened in your childhood, or what that might have led you eventually to your interest as in being?
Well, I had a mother who was very, very much interested in music and painting, and she steered me in that direction, and it wasn't very hard to steer me because I loved it.
And your mother was?
My mother was German-American. Her father was from Hanover, from a line of Lutheran priests, and her mother was from Vienna. But she was born here.
But she was very interested then in the arts.
Yes, she does. She singled me out as the artistic child in the family.
How many children were there?
Two girls and one boy, mm-hmm. A boy much younger.
Mm-hmm. And did you begin then at a pretty early age?
I fooled around with paper dolls. My sister saved some, and I said, throw them away, for goodness sake. There's no talent in them at all. That didn't show until I was about 16. And then I think that teaching is so important, because I didn't do very well in school, but I did in the art class because I loved the teacher. And she really did know how to draw whatever I had out.
Where was this in?
It was in Horace Mann School.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the name of the teacher?
Oh, yes, Miss Boaz. Her father was a professor at Columbia. I think he was an anthropologist.
Oh, yes.
I'm not sure.
So there was a very famous one of that name, Franz Boaz.
That was he.
And she was your art teacher?
Yeah, she was wonderful. I met her years later when I was, in the 30s, at an opening of the Modern Museum, and she told me she'd followed my career as much as she could in the newspapers, the children's books I'd illustrated and written.
Mm-hmm.
She's darling. I think it's frightfully important for children to have teachers they love and teachers who understand them.
How did she, what was her approach to teaching? Can you remember roughly?
Well, she praised when it was necessary and she criticized very nicely. She wasn't harsh.
And what? Were you taught drawing?
Yes, I was taught drawing from the time I could hold a pencil, practically.
You believe that's quite important?
I think that is frightfully important. I think that you can do anything you want to in art after you have a foundation. It's like building a house. You have to have a foundation to make it stand. And I think that Picasso is so great because he had a foundation. And all those people did who really contributed something. It's the copyists who start at the top.
So you then in at Horace Mann School had several years of art instruction, I suppose.
Oh, I remember that quite early, yes.
I went there
from kindergarten through graduation. I never went to another school.
Was it a fairly small school?
No, it was part of Columbia University, but it was a very free school.
By that you mean, could you begin to?
It was liberal in teaching. It was part of Columbia, because Teachers College was the real patron of the school, I think.
And was it a school where if you were interested in the arts, that was encouraged?
Oh, yes, very much so. But they could have encouraged me in more things than they did if they'd only had a teacher who liked me. You see, we were in a very difficult position then, because that was during the First World War. My father was German. My mother was German-American. We spoke German in the house. And English was my second language, because my family wanted me to be bilingual, and I'm very grateful to them now, but it was very hard in the beginning because children don't like to be different from other children, and nobody else was German-American in the school. And of course, when we went to war, it was a very difficult position for young people who had